In all the talk about curing Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and so forth, who's shuffled off the stage is the victim, the tiny embryonic human being who will now be sacrificed, treated as disposable research material. And what's really disappointing is that President Obama does not present each side of the argument here. He presents one side's point of view and then pretends that the other side doesn't exist, or that even raising criticism of the point of view that he adopts is somehow being divisive or politicizing science. What the president is doing there is wrong.
Science must always be constrained by moral principle. We don't for a moment think that researchers should be permitted to do whatever they want to do. We have all sorts of regulations that govern research in this country. Science itself always has moral agendas at work. It's not as if it's value-free in any way. If we suppose that it's entirely neutral with respect to moral questions, it's not.
Bottom line is whether we as a society are going to endorse the instrumental use of human life at its earliest stages in scientific research. And once we cross that boundary, it's not just a slippery slope down, it's a crumbly cliff. We're all the way to the bottom. There are no logical stopping points.